stay in Jerusalem until the power comes upon you. He's talking about the advocate, which comes from the Father, the Holy Spirit. I'd like to summarize a very young evangelist who's not with us today. But I got this from her little TikTok that's been all over Facebook and Instagram, and my granddaughter reposted it. And she put it simply, Jesus died, was raised from the dead, and went to heaven. So when we die, we go to be with him. Now, usually someone that's 10 years old is posting their dance moves or putting all kinds of little filters so they could have little funny faces and everything. But this one was preaching the gospel of the Lord. And in a few words, she understood it completely. And that's what I believe the faith of a child is. Not having to know all the details, just knowing in your heart and mind and deep in your soul that this is what was done and this is what is to be. So I can see her now rejoicing before the Lord, standing in his glory and just beaming ear to ear with such pride, joy, and love for the Lord. For it was love of the Lord that had her do this. It was love for the Lord that had her pray every night loud enough from her bedroom so that she could be sure her parents heard her. Jesus came. Jesus died. He was raised. He went to heaven so that we can be with him. So precise and so simple. Now on Ascension Sunday, which is one of the great feasts, of course we had Easter, Pentecost, Christmas, and Ascension, the Ascension of Jesus. And sometimes it just gets kind of lost, I think, in our liturgy and in our devotion, because in 10 days we have Pentecost. So we go from Easter to Pentecost. And we need to remember that these 40 days from the resurrection to the ascension was what I like to call intensive training for the disciples to be the apostles. Kind of like the military. Everybody gets their basic training, their tech school, their technical training. But then when it comes time to do something special, you get a mission, you're going to get deployed or something, then you get the serious sit-down meeting. And then you get some more training so that you can be especially prepared. Well, this is Jesus 40 days before the ascension. He's making sure that the disciples know what they're supposed to know, understand it, know what they're to do, and know all the same thing, and that it's accurate. So that when they go out and do it on their own under the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, there's no question as to what they're doing. But why did he go? There's so many reasons. And I noticed some confused looks because there's a second reading selection for today. And I chose that one because it explains what Jesus did in the ascension. The first thing I do is I like to distinguish it from Mary's assumption. Assumption, you're being acted upon. Ascension, you're doing the action. So Jesus is doing it. He did the blessing, he ascended. Mary was assumed into heaven by God's power. That's a distinction I always try to make if I preach this Sunday. If Jesus did not go, the advocate was not going to come, and the mission could not continue. Sometimes that's the way it is. We have a ministry, our ministry is done somewhere, and it doesn't continue or it doesn't go on and develop in another area if there aren't changes. So this is the big change. Jesus is going. The Holy Spirit, the advocate, that mover is coming to the disciples. The other thing is the sacrifice that Jesus made here, he goes to the Father to offer that as a priest. He goes as the priest because it was priest, prophet, and king. He goes as that primal, I don't know how to say it, just supreme priest. And he goes up there to offer the offering, the once and for all offering, so that there's no more offerings of the Old Testament once a year by the priests. And he goes to prepare a place for his redeemed. He makes sure that all that are redeemed are going to be with him. Just like the little girl I talked about earlier. She is with our Lord. Now, why 40 days from the resurrection to the ascension, where I mentioned that? Intensive training. But also, something else that Jesus mentions that is necessary for all the writings in the Bible, for all the word of mouth that is going to be told and spread. They all were witnesses. Whether they were disciples or not, or the other people that saw him after his resurrection, before his ascension, these were all witnesses. These are all firsthand people who can say, I saw, I did, he did. We were with him, we ate with him. Through this witness, and through his being with them, their faith is strengthened, and the strength of those who are not going to see him, but will believe, will be strengthened. Because Jesus tells us, these difficult times will come upon us. We will be persecuted. We will have problems because of our human nature, but also because of evil in the world. And when that comes upon us, we need to remember that it is the strength of our faith and God's presence with us through the ordeals in life that get us through. And many times, those ordeals in our life become the testimony for others to hear. That's why I wanted to be sure to include the witness of that little girl today. There's maybe 400 or 500 people here. Maybe you'll share it. I know it's shared all over the internet. But maybe you can now share the understanding of what she understood. Not what she was parroting back, what she heard. What she truly understood through the strength of her faith and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.